The Single Mom Success Podcast, episode 33. So I didn't really have a cell phone, and they didn't become until I was like 22 before I had the boys. And that was the first time. Up until then, I had a pager.
What's pager?
This is the Single Mom Success Podcast, where we cover all the glorious mess that is life as a single parent and how you can navigate through to become the best version of yourself and how to live the life you desire. Do you want to get weekly email reminders of your awesomeness? Head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to sign up today. Now, let's get started. Hey everybody, and welcome to today's issue of Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope you're doing fantastic. Today is actually a special podcast because in Colorado today, though it was 70 degrees yesterday, we have right now it's about a foot of snow outside. And so today is a snow day for my children and they are home. So today's podcast is going to feature my beautiful daughter, Brooklyn. Say hi.
Hi.
And we decided we were going to do a Q&A podcast. So Brooklyn came up with a bunch of questions that she wants to ask me. So she's going to ask questions. I'm going to answer them, and that's what we're going to do today on this fabulous snowy day. So, let's kick it off.
Okay, so when you were younger, about my age, did you want to be a single mom?
Okay, so when I was your age, which, how old are you?
Eight.
You're going to be nine when?
May 3rd.
Yay! All right, so when I was your age, did I want to be a single mom? So, I'd have to say no, because when I was your age, you know, I honestly wasn't thinking about whether I was going to be a mom at all, much less a single mom. I wasn't really one of those kids who thought too much about, like, I wasn't one of those little girls, you know me, I'm a tomboy, I'm not really girly, I don't do foo-foo stuff, so I wasn't really one of those girls that imagined, like, what my wedding was going to be like and getting married and having kids. Like, I just didn't think like that. And I'm wondering, you know, I think sometimes that that's because I was, I came from a divorced family. Like, my parents got divorced when I was 4. So I really didn't have that perspective of a mom and a dad and a family living together, so my dynamic growing up was a little different. And I honestly, I don't have any memory of my parents married. So I think that played a role. What?
I don't have a memory of my parents being married either because they were never married.
We were never married. But I don't even remember my parents together,
Me either.
Yeah, but your dad and I split up when you were still a baby, so
yeah, when
that's
I was
why.
Two,
yeah, still. Well, actually, before you were 2, a little bit before you were 2.
Anyways.
But yeah, so I never really thought about that. Now, as I got older, I still never really thought about getting married, but the thought of, like, having kids and stuff, the funny thing is that I always said, and all my friends and people from high school that knew me really well, they laugh now because I always said that if I ever had kids, I was only going to have one.
Oh, well, that answers one of the questions that I was going
to
ask.
Okay, well, we'll get back to it then. So when I thought about it, I did always think, I'm only going to have one, but it was never a thought of, I'm going to be a single mom. I don't think anybody ever thinks that they're going to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody ever says, I'm going to be a single parent. Though you will hear stories sometimes about women who they go their whole life with, like they never got married, they never had kids, and they just decide, I want to have kids, and I'm not going to wait to get married. So they actually do make a choice to be a single parent. So sometimes that happens.
Yeah, and sometimes they adopt kids.
Very true. Sometimes they adopt kids because they want to adopt. So sometimes people do make decisions to be a single mom or a single parent, but no, it wasn't something that I ever thought about. What's your next question?
So question number 2 is, what was your reaction when you found out you were having twins?
Ah, okay. So when I found out I was having twins, so it's hard to say because my daughter's sitting right here. So when I found out I was having twins, finding out that I was pregnant in the first place was a surprise.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't planning on having a baby. So it was a surprise to find out that I was pregnant. And so when I went in for my first ultrasound, and you know what an ultrasound is, right? Okay. So when I went in for my first ultrasound, the lady put, you're giggling at me. The lady put the little sensor, the ultrasound thing on my tummy, and she went, oh, and that kind of freaked me out. And I was like, what's wrong? And she goes, nothing. And she turned the monitor away so I couldn't see. And she spent forever, like, she was moving around and pushing buttons and doing, all, like, all this other stuff. And I was just laying there, like, really impatient. I was like, do I get to see? It was very frustrating. And so finally she goes, yeah. And so she turned the monitor and she put it up on the top of my stomach. And I was like, you know, and I got to see the picture of the baby. I was like, oh, look, this baby and this little head. And, you know, I was like, oh, so cute. And then she moved it down lower. And I was like, oh, look at this, like, another angle. I was like, oh, so that's, like, you know, camera A and camera B. And she said, no, that's baby A and baby B. And so my words were, I was like, oh, crap, I didn't say that, but you're here. So it was the equivalent of that. So I was a little freaked out. I was very freaked out because, you know, I wasn't planning on having, you know, the one baby. And now here I am, I'm having twins. So I was really, really surprised, and I was like, oh, my God. And it was very overwhelming, and I sort of, I got really upset, and I started kind of crying, and she's like, it's okay. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I didn't even know what I was going to do with one. Now I'm going to have two, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. So I was very freaked out, but finally she got done, and it's funny because a really good friend of mine came to that ultrasound with me. And I came out and I showed her the pictures and she's like, oh, look. And I was like, what do you notice? And she's like, oh, look, the baby. And da-da-da. And she's looking at the pictures. And I'm like, what do you notice? And she's like, you know, the baby looks fine. It's a baby. And I was like, and I pointed where it said baby A and baby B. And she's like, oh, crap. Like, she said the same exact thing that I said. And I was like, yeah. And it's funny because to this day, she still remembers that story. And she tells me all the time. She's like, I still remember when I came to that ultrasound with you. And you were like, look, it's baby A and baby B. And she's like, we were both freaked out about it a little bit. I'm like, yeah.
Who was the friend you brought?
She's my friend LaDonna. And she actually worked with me. And she was with me for my entire pregnancy. Because she was where I worked. And she was a really good friend of mine. She was there, she came to visit me when I had the boys, and when I went back to work, I would, you know, every so often I would bring them in with me. And so she's known the boys since they were infants, and then, or even before they were born, she saw them.
Well, she didn't know them.
And then she was actually the one who took the phone call when Gage was taken to the hospital, because I was at work. So she was there for me through all of that. So she's been along for the ride the entire time. Yeah. All right, next.
Okay. Question, well, what was going to be 4, but now it's 3 because I X'd out 3. What was your reaction when you found out you were having another kid, which would be me?
Which would be you. My reaction when I found out I was going to have another baby, again, I was surprised because it was not something that I was planning. And, you know, to be honest, you know, your dad and I, we thought we had been careful. And so it was something that we, you know, neither one of us were expecting. So I was, I gotta admit, I was very scared because I... You know, I didn't know how I was gonna do, you know what I mean? I was already a single parent and I was already, you know, struggling. So it wasn't a great time for me to have another baby, yeah. You know? So I was a little more scared, but, I will tell you the very first time I went in for an ultrasound, I made the doctor check. I was like, are you sure there's only one? Like, because I was freaked out because of the thought of, like...
having
twins again. Or triplets or, you know, anything.
God, triplets.
Right, like, yeah. So I was super freaked out because when you have twins, the odds of you having multiple births again is pretty substantial. Yeah. So I was definitely freaked out, especially thinking, what if I have another set of twins?
Like, yeah.
Oh my God.
4 kids, 5 kids.
Yeah. So every time I went in, I was like, and I had an ultrasound, I'm like, make sure there's still only one. She's like, do you think you're going to grow another kid? I'm like, look, I know that they can hide. Sometimes they hide behind each other. I've heard stories about people not realizing they were going to have twins because one baby was in front of the other. Like, make sure that there's only one in there. So that was it. And, I was definitely freaked out because, you know the story of your dad and I. When we first met, there was nothing serious between us. We weren't, so I wasn't sure how he was going to take it, and it was something that it was a little scary for me. And it took me quite a while to tell him because, it wasn't something that I had planned. It wasn't something that he had planned, obviously. And, so he and I wasn't sure how it would go. So I was very scared to tell him. Mm-hmm. And it took me a while to do it because I didn't know. Well, and I'll be quite honest, for a while there was a time where I thought, maybe I won't tell him, And that's
he would never get to see his daughter.
That's true. And that's one of the things that, that it took me a minute to, it crossed my mind and I thought about it and debated it. And, I realized, ultimately that wouldn't be fair and it would not be a cool thing to do. So even though it was something that was scary and that I wasn't sure how everything would go, it was something that I needed to do. So,
what did you guys do? Like, what did you and the boys do for fun before I was born?
Oh, let's see. A lot of the same things that we do now. Here's the thing. You got to stop and think. Before you were born, the boys were little. They were your age, they were younger, and so we did a lot of the things that you like to do. We went to the park, we went to the pool. We were sort of limited in some of the things that we could do because of Gage, because when he was little...
Like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, we couldn't do Chuck E. Cheese because it
Chucky would scare him so bad.
Well, at first, it wasn't just Chucky, it was the whole environment. So one of the things that happened with Gage is he had a lot of problems with sensory integration.
What's sensory integration?
I'm going to tell you. So that's a really good question. So sensory integration, you know what your senses are, right?
Yeah.
What are your 5 senses?
Eyesight, hearing, smell, taste, and...
Touch.
Touch.
Okay. So if you think about all of the senses that you have, your senses are constantly kind of reporting back to your brain what's going on around you, right? Mm-hmm. The lights, the noise, the way things feel, right? But think about how much of your senses that they report that you sort of ignore. You filter them out.
A lot,
right? So right now, if you think about it, if you were to close your eyes, all the stuff that you can hear, right? And it's really quiet in here right now because we're recording, but if you think about it on a normal day, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Like the dogs barking, the TV on, music playing, like a lot of different things. When you're in school, think about all the noises when you're in school, right? Yeah. All the kids and the talking and the walking and the cutting and the, all the things. The guinea pig, all the things that make noise in your...
All the pets. We have like 8 pets in our classroom.
Right. So all the pets.
Except for half of them.
But then...
Almost all of them don't make any noise besides the 2 guinea pigs.
Right. So, now think about all of the things that you smell. The things that you smell. Lotion, perfume. Dogs. Like, right now, it's because it's snowing. Wet dog.
Right now, I smell wet dog, coffee, and perfume.
There you go. So, but you don't think about it unless you stop to think about it, right? Like, normally, you don't think about it. It's just something that your brain processes, but you sort of pushed aside. Mm-hmm. What about the things that you feel right now? What do you feel?
Chair,
the
basically.
Chair, the way the stool feels.
Yeah.
What about the way your clothes feel? You don't think about that, right?
No.
Stop and think about it. Okay. So those are all the things, and they're all happening all at once right now.
Yeah.
Right? But you don't think about them unless you force yourself to stop and think about them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, unless the clothes are, like, itching you or something like
that. Right,
but
even if they're not, right, if they're bothering you. Now, imagine that you couldn't filter them out, that you couldn't. And so you're always aware of how your clothes feel, the sounds that you hear, the lights, the noise, like
yeah.
nothing was stopping it from coming in.
Yeah.
That's what happens with Gage. He has sensory integration problems. He can't stop. So imagine that you feel all those things, hear all those things, smell all those things, and there's no way for you to push them aside.
Yeah.
It becomes very overwhelming.
Yeah.
So now imagine not being able to, and also on top of that, imagine it sort of like 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Like you're super hypersensitive to the way that your pants feel.
Yeah.
Right? So do you remember, I don't know if you remember, and sometimes it still happens to him, when Gage would take his socks on and off and on and off, and it would take like 3 or 4 times for him to get his socks on.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? It's because of the way that the seam in his sock felt. And that's all it was. Like, he would constantly take his sock on and off and on and off because for whatever reason, the sock didn't feel right on his foot.
Yeah.
And it was such an irritation.
Sometimes I have to do that.
Right. But imagine if it was all the time. Like, no matter what you did, you could always tell if the seam in your sock wasn't exactly right. Or Gage is one of the only kids that I know who can tell like that if the tag is sticking out of his shirt. And it bugs the crap out of him.
Really?
Like, yeah, like as a kid, that's why almost all his shirts are tagless shirts, or we've cut the tags out of them, because he couldn't, like, if the tag was sticking out, it would bother him so much he would freak out, like he couldn't function and continue on with whatever he was doing because the tag was sticking out. It took us forever to figure that one out,
wow.
Right? Like, so imagine that now, and imagine going into a place like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
He couldn't handle it. He couldn't even go through the door because of the lights and the sound and the kids and the screaming and the music. And then on top of that, all of the little animatronic guys, all the puppets that dance and stuff,
oh, yeah.
Those freaked him the hell out.
Oh.
Like, he couldn't do that. For the longest time, we don't have pictures with Gage with Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny because they would scare him. Imagine if we had gone on the Disney cruise. Like, he wouldn't go near Pluto, or, like, he would be terrified of them because they're not supposed to be that big. In his mind, they were only supposed to be the size of what size they were on TV.
TV, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So them being so big, he couldn't handle it.
Yeah, but now he's fine with, like, Chuck E. Cheese and the Disney cruise and stuff since he's, like, 15.
Yeah, but there's still times where he gets overwhelmed. So if you stop and think, like, all the times when we go to the mall, when he asks, can we go now? It's because he's starting to get... It's too much. He's starting to get overwhelmed. It's not just because he's bored. It's because the noise and the people and all the stuff going on, he's dealt with it for about as long as he can.
Yeah.
And so he does better with the way he reacts to it, and he copes with it a lot better than he used to. He doesn't scream and throw himself on the ground. But he still has lower tolerances. Things like maybe taking him to a football game or a baseball game or a concert are debatable.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like I don't
think he would be not even a concert.
Well,
I don't know.
And that's,
maybe a concert.
Right, and that's the question of can he handle how loud the music would be, how many all the people around him, people touching him and screaming. So it's always, never sure if he'd be able to do it, but we keep trying, and as he gets older, he gets better. So to go back to your question, when they were kids, there was a lot of things that we couldn't do, right?
Yeah.
Like, because of that. But we still, we liked to play. We'd go outside. We lived in an apartment at the time, so we'd go to the pool a lot, and we'd play in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of the same kind of things that we do now, the things that you like to do.
And you would go back to Virginia a lot.
No, not a lot. I mean, we moved to Virginia.
Yeah, you would go back and forth from Virginia.
No, well, we only did that once. So when the boys were 3, we moved to Virginia, but before then, we hadn't, like, Grandma hadn't, she just seen pictures of the boys.
Mm.
She hadn't seen them when they were babies.
See, that's why either we need to live in Virginia or our family members need to live here.
I keep trying to get Grandma to move out here, but they won't do it.
They won't give up their house.
They like living in Virginia.
Yeah, but they also like their jobs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe when Grandma and Grandpa get old enough to retire, maybe they'll come out here more often. But right now, they like it out there, and I would love for them to move out here. But you know,
they wouldn't. They would. They'd be like, I'm cold.
Let's see, Grandma and Grandpa came out here when I graduated from high school, and that's the last time they've been out here.
Yeesh.
And Grandma gets altitude sickness out here. She doesn't like it because it's so high. See, Grandma and Grandpa live at sea level. Like, they're low.
Yeah.
That's why when we go out to visit them, I, like, get sinus headaches very frequently because it's lower pressure.
So
we didn't go back and forth to Virginia all the time. We couldn't. You know, it's the same as it is now. It's very difficult for us to, you know, travel back and forth.
Yeah.
So, all right, next question.
Okay, so when you were a kid, did you want 3 kids?
No, I already answered that question. Yeah, when I was a kid, when I was younger and I thought about having kids, I always said, I tell people all the time I jinxed myself because I would tell people constantly, I only want 1 kid. If I ever have kids, I'm only going to have 1. And right out of the gate, I have twins, right? So so that was just shot from the get-go.
Yeah.
But I'm very glad that I have 3 kids. And I wouldn't trade any of you. Oh, maybe one of your brothers every so often. But only because they're all attitude-y right now.
Yeah. When you were a kid, what did you do for fun?
What did I do for fun? Oh, well, I spent a lot of time outside. So when I was a kid, God, you're going to make me do this whole thing that makes me feel old. I'm going to sound like an old person now. So when I was a kid, there was no internet. There was no computers in the house. There was television, but we didn't have cable. So there was no cable. So there was like 4 channels, right? And so the only time that any cartoons were on was Saturday morning. That was it. Saturday morning cartoons. Oh, and sorry, I'm wrong. Saturday morning cartoons. And then there was like a couple of hours in the afternoon when kids got home from school. So it was like after school cartoons, right? But that was it, right? So if you missed your Saturday morning cartoons, that was it. There was nothing fun for you to watch like on TV. And, like, the joke is there's a comedian that does a lot of jokes, but he's like, remember when you were a kid, he's like, you had, like, 3 channels, and you would only have Saturday cartoons, and if the president came on, your day was, like, shot, because that was it. He was on every single channel, and you couldn't get away, there was nothing to watch other than that, right? So I spent a lot of time outside. Especially in Virginia, we lived when I was living in Virginia, we lived at Gigi Fry's house when I was with my mom. So I would play outside in the grass. I would play in the trees. I would climb the pine trees. I would come out all sticky from pine tree stuff. All the sap. I would go out in the woods. I think I was one of the only grandkids. There was only, I don't remember if Paula ever got lost, but I was one of the few, if only, grandkids who didn't get lost in the woods. Like, every other grandkid has gotten lost in the woods by Grandma Pop-Pop's house. But it was so cool because there was just so much space, right? Every so often, cousin Nikki or Paula would come over and I would play with them. I read a lot. Yeah. I loved to read constantly. When I was a kid, when I was your age, I was actually reading all the Little House on the Prairie books. I'll get them for you. They're great. Like, I read the Ramona series, which you liked. I loved the Ramona books. And then I started reading Little House on the Prairie, which is about a family who lived, like, a long time ago. And they lived, one of my favorite ones is they lived in a house that was actually built into a hill. It was really cool.
That's pretty cool.
It is very cool, but it talks about, like, their life and growing up on the prairie and what it was like back then. They rode on a wagon, a horse-drawn wagon. So it was a really cool series. So I read a lot. And one of my other favorite things I had when I was a kid, I had a bed tent. It was like a tent that went on top of your bed that you had to zip up and down and get in. And it looked like a car. And so it was so much fun, and I used to play in that a lot when I was a kid. I used my imagination a ton when I was a kid, Because you had to. Mm-hmm. Like, if you didn't, you were bored. So, yeah. So that's what I did mostly when I was a kid. And then, every so often we'd go to the base because we lived off, outside of the Army base, in Vent Hill. And we would go there.
Did we go there last time we went to Virginia?
You know, I don't think we did because they closed the base on Vent Hill a while back. We may have gone to a PX or something, but it wasn't at Vent Hill.
We went somewhere by the, we went to the place by the brick house.
Oh, yeah. So that wasn't an Army base. That's the old stone house that was part of the Civil War. So we went there, but that wasn't the Army base. Those are just the Civil War monuments. And I used to do a lot of that when I was a kid. Like, we went and visited all of those places and walked all those cool trails back in the back. Mm-hmm. The ticks. Oh. That was the downside is the ticks. So every, so two things that sucked about when I was a kid and I played outside was, first, I had to be checked for ticks every time I came back in. There was always a tick check to make sure you didn't have any ticks in your hair and on your body, right? Yeah. I know, creepy, right? And that's still to this day one of my favorite stories about my cousin Paula was when she had a tick and she freaked out. She hated bugs so much. I know. But ticks are creepy. They just really are.
They're so creepy. Yeah. It's like they're baby spiders.
Yeah, but they're like, bloodsuckers. They're creepy. But so she had one, and it was this huge tick, and she, lost her mind, was screaming, and of course I was, you know, the same age as her. I was only 2 weeks young, and I was just laughing. She's like, it's not funny. I'm like, it kind of is funny. I'm like, you need to calm down. Like, she was just losing her mind, so she was so upset. I still remember that. She was so freaked out. That's one of my biggest memories of her. But when I was a kid, I used to have to do a ton of stuff. Like, we had a garden, and I used to have to go to the garden with my grandparents and my aunt. And us kids, it was our job to pick the bugs off the plants. That was our job. And so we would, you know, and my cousin Nikki and my cousin Paula, they hated doing it because they hated bugs. And I was the tomboy. I'm like, I don't care.
That would be fun.
But we got paid. So, like, even back then, I was like, I'm not going to care about the bugs because I'm going to get paid for, you know, doing it. And the more I do, the more money I make, right? So, like, I was like, I didn't care. So even back then, I was looking at, you know, how to earn money and get paid for, you know. So, like,
I wish things were still, like, 25 cents and stuff.
Gosh, me too. Now I've officially become old because I remember when I could buy stuff for 25 cents.
Do you remember blackjack gum?
I do, but I've never bought it.
You didn't?
I didn't, like, well, it tastes like black licorice.
Ugh.
Yeah, no. There was no way I would ever eat that gum.
Grandma loves black.
Yeah.
Black licorice. Oh,
well, then she would have liked blackjack gum, but I do remember that. I remember, because we lived in such a small town, it's sad that you don't see it, like, now when we go back there, it's so much different than when I grew up. It was, like, there wasn't even a stoplight there, it was just a stop sign, and there was a little family, like, mom and pop grocery store, and so me and Pop-Pop and cousin Nikki, we would walk down to that little mom and pop grocery store and he'd buy us a little Klondike bar and it was fun. We used to love doing it. We'd walk down to the post office and, you know, so it was neat, but we spent a lot of time outside, a ton of time. The other thing that sucked when we had to come inside was, so I don't know if you remember, but Aunt Debbie, she's completely and totally allergic to everything, all animals. Anything that's an animal with fur. Or feathers, she's allergic to, right?
Yeah, I know.
So if we went outside and we had been playing with the dogs outside, because we had German Shepherds, but they were outside dogs.
Yeah.
If we had been playing with the dogs or touched them at all, we had to strip. We had to take all our clothes off outside and then go inside and get straight into the shower. Like, that's what we had to do every time. Otherwise, Aunt Debbie couldn't breathe. So, you know, that's what we had to do. It sucked. It did. So
that stinks.
But that was pretty standard. It was check for ticks, take off your clothes, go get in the shower every time.
Wait, but so if all three of you guys were touching the animals, would you have to walk around naked or take a shower together?
We all had to go and stand in the, there was two bathrooms, so we each had to take a shower in the bathroom. But Cousin Nikki was small enough, at that point she was little enough, that one of us would be in the shower with her. So it would be, or one of us would be standing there waiting to take our turn to get in the shower. So, that's how it was. All right, next question.
So, the next question is, how old were you when you got your first phone?
My first phone? Mm-hmm. Like cell phone? Mm-hmm. 22? They didn't have cell phones for a really long time.
I know.
So, I remember back when, God, why do you have questions that make me feel so old? All right. You did that on purpose.
No, I didn't. So, I'm just wondering.
All right. So, when I was a kid, my dad worked for, Grandpa worked for a place called Radio Shack. They still have them now. Mm-hmm. There's not as many. And he worked for this company, and when cell phones first came out, they were mobile phones or car phones, right? You didn't really carry them around. They were in your car. And, like, if you had a phone in your car, that was really cool. So my dad, because of where he worked, he got to, like, have one and try it out. But you didn't want to necessarily call it too much because it was super expensive when you did. So, but I remember him having one in the car, and it was this big blocky thing, and it was god-awful ugly, but it was super cool at the time. I'm like, wow, I got a phone in my car. That's awesome. Never got to use it. But he would have, and he had it in the car. And that was the closest thing to a mobile phone I had ever growing up. Mm-hmm. And even then, he didn't have it for long because it was so expensive to make phone calls on.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have a cell phone, and they didn't become more of a, until I was like 22, before I had the boys. And that was the first time. Up until then, I had a pager.
What's a pager?
A pager is, it's... It was this little square thing that you could connect to your hip that people could dial a number, like, from their home. Shut up. Don't laugh at me. So people could dial from their home phone. They would dial a pager, and it would say, please enter your number at the tone, and you would put your phone number in there, and it would beep, and it would give you the number, so you knew that you had to pick up a phone and call that person. Like, that's what it was.
Oh, my gosh. But why did you have to connect it to your hip?
Well, you didn't. It would clip onto your pants.
Oh, I thought you meant put it on your hip. And
no,
like...
it was like you would wear it connected to your pants or in your pocket of your coat or whatever, and it would go off and it would beep if somebody wanted you to call them. And
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's what I had. And it took me until, I didn't even get one of those until I was like 18 and it had moved out of the house. Because your grandpa refused to get me one. He wouldn't let me have a pager, so. So, yep, I didn't get my own cell phone until I was 22.
I had another question and I was writing it down and then you were talking about a pager and then I forgot it.
Well, that's okay, because we've taken up about the normal length for my episodes, so we can definitely do this again, because it was a lot of fun. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad. So, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the podcast today. I hope that you enjoyed it. I'm sure that I will do another Q&A session with my daughter, because I think she really liked doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe we'll do a Q&A session where I ask you questions. Ooh. She looks all scared. I'll be nice, I promise. Sort of, maybe.
I want to do it now.
No, not today, but we'll definitely do another one. Thank you guys for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you haven't done so, please make sure you subscribe and go to iTunes if you have not done so and leave a review. I would love to get some feedback from you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thanks for joining me today for the Single Mom Success Podcast. Be sure to follow us on all our social media platforms And if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter yet, head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to make sure you never miss out on our most recent posts and podcasts. Thanks again, and never forget, you rock.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.